The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Afyomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Afyomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's daf from Masechet Eruvin is daf Hey, brought to you b'vein Chomot Yerushalayim, and here we are on Dalet Amud Beit, at the two dots that are five lines up, well, let's start a little bit above, Haya Gavua Mesri Mama. So, we continue on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if it's Gavua Mesri Mama, you can be Mima'et. Now, how much exactly would you need to be Mima'et if it's Lamala Mesri Mama? Kama Mima'et, that's the Gemara. What are you talking about, Kama Mima'et? Do I know what the case is? Whatever you need to be Mima'et, be Mima'et. What are you asking me? Kama Tzarich. No, obviously, I don't mean how much in height. I mean, how much does it extend backwards into the Mavui is my question. So are you Mima'et, like just the area right under the Korah? Do you have to be Mima'et the entire length of the Mavui, deep into the Mavui, or what? That's what I'm asking. Rachvo Bekama. Rabbi Yosef Omer, just the Tefach. In other words, the area directly under the Korah, that's what you're Mima'et. Abaya Omer, no, you need a minimum of Arba'at Vachim that you've made higher. So it has to extend into the depth of the Mavui for Tvachim. So what would they be arguing in? Shall we say, Lema Ba'akam Yiflikit? Maybe they're arguing in the following, that Man Yomar Tefach, if you hold that a Tefach is sufficient, which is what Rabbi Yosef says, he must hold that it's Mutar Lihishtamesh Tachat HaKorah. That generally speaking, forget about this particular case where the Korah is too high, but how does a Korah work? Does a Korah work by assuming, now this is how Rashi learns the sugya for good reason because of his biyukim later on. We are assuming that the Korah works as a virtual wall. And obviously there's no limits in terms of virtual walls as high, how high they are. So therefore, this is a virtual wall that you need to be aware of its presence. And therefore, the heker of Esri Mamot is still true, even if it's working as a wall and not only as a heker. You need to be aware of that wall. See that wall. Now, if you can use the area directly under the Korah itself, then that would mean that it's not the entire Korah that comes down as the wall, obviously. It means the virtual wall extends from the outside of the Korah, so to speak, downwards. And therefore, if that's all that we need, so then, as long as I am enough aware of the Korah directly beneath it, because obviously that Mandiyama would hold that you don't have to be behind the Korah. You could even be under the Korah. So if, under the Korah, so if I'm standing under the Korah, the outer edge of the Korah is coming down, that's sufficient. Because anyway, it always works that way. Whereas the other Mandiyama holds, Arbaya in this case, holds the Abangam Arbaya holds that Kasava Asurish Tamesh Tachata Korah. But actually, the way that the Korah works is that the Korah comes down and seals it. That means its inner piece would have to come down. Once that's true, it means that it is for the people inside the Mavoi, and they require the Korah to be recognizable. If that's the case, you need to have an area within the Korah that it's within the Mavoi that it's recognizable. You can't be standing right up against it. And since you've told me that it's not in under the Korah itself, the assumption is that we need to have some space that it is recognizable in. Now, this is a yesod that goes throughout the sugya that we find many places. And that is, we do not create new medium types of shiurim. In other words, there's a shiur of arba tvachim, which is a makom chashuv. There is no shiur of 3.5 tvachim. Of a little bit more than one tefach. So in other words, if you hold that you could use tachat ha-korah and the shear of the korah is a tefach, then that means that we're applying the shear of the tefach to the area of the heker. Once you tell me there is no halakha, could you close the door? This is a terrible noise. If once you tell me that you cannot use the area under the korah and you have to be in the Mavoi. So then already we move on to the next meaningful shira. The tefach is nothing. So then I need to be in the Mavoi. In the Mavoi, generally to be standing somewhere, I need a minimum of Arba Tvachim, like we found all through the second Shabbat. It's not called the Mokum at all if it isn't Arba Tvachim. So once we move out of the range of the Takatakarava Tefach, we move on to the next shir, which is the Arba Tvachim. That would make perfectly good sense. Says the Gemara, you know, there are so many variables here that the jump to that conclusion is a little far-fetched, because there could be many other points to the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Abaye. Now listen here, guys. This is, in the way that the Gemara very briefly brings you rapidly up to date about the elements that are the variables in the sugya. So you have to pay close attention here, because when we do this kind of thing, shall we say they argue about this? No, maybe they argue about that. Maybe they argue about something else. Maybe they argue about yet about something else. Each time we do that, we're not really coming to address our ostensible question. What are they arguing about? But we're really using that as a way to let you know what are the issues that are being considered here. So issue number one is that we look at the Korah as a virtual machitza that requires a heker. And now the question is, where does the virtual machitza work from? The outer edge of the Korah, or the Korah as a whole, meaning the inner edge, to the people inside of the Mavoi, which will have among the things that we've spoken about right now, the difference of whether you need a shear of being memayit, meaning by building up the bottom of the Mavoi, along a tefach or more than a tefach. So among other issues, it will have a direct application here. But there are many other variables. So, says the Gemara, for instance, you could say, lo, you could say that maybe everybody would agree that mutar lishtamesh tachat ha-korah. But what would that prove? Because even if you're allowed to use under the korah, do we know how a korah works? We've been assuming until now that a korah works as a virtual wall. But maybe they're goofa arguing. Abakam iflige. Mar savar korah mishum heker. Umar savar korah mishum mechitza. There may be a completely different meaning over here. So if you hold that the whole takana of the heter of a korah is only a heker and has nothing to do with the question of whether it's a mechitza. So such a person would say, okay, do you have a heker? You're standing even in the rishus haram. You see that you've entered into a different rishus. All that we need to do is some level of heker of ishtab. We don't need a virtual wall which gets into questions of how far is the virtuality. Because over there, maybe we need a mokum chashev. But once you're telling me that I need a mechitza, there is no such thing as a mechitza for less than arba tefachim. It's as simple as that. So we were assuming all along that it's a mishum mechitza, but the mechitza works for the entirety of the mavoi. I don't give a hang how much of the area is under the korah. If it's a mechitza, it's a mechitza for the mavoi. There was another question, do I know that there's a mechitza? Do I notice? But suppose we change that. Suppose we say, now hold on a second. The korah is a takana to be a mechitza when it's betoch esrim. Then how much of a mechitza would it have to cover? It needs a minimum of arba tefachim to be called a mechitza, bichlal. So therefore, I would say that you certainly would need to say, like Abaye says, well, where's the area that it's a mechitza for? If it's a heker, who cares how much of a heker it is? I don't need the heker to be standing inside out. Wherever I can see that this is a different rishos, I'm standing outside and I'm walking in. Oh, wow, I've just left the rishos rabbi. That's also good. Or, you know what? There's yet another way to look at it. Each one of these things introduces a new element. Perhaps we could say that everybody agrees koraz mishum heker. Now the question is, when you raise the level of the mavoi, you are creating an equivalent heker on the ground, correct? Somebody's inside the mavoi. What does he see? Above his head, there's a korah. And as he looks down on the ground, there's a step. There's a step up. I mean, it's a very short step, but he's, oh my gosh. Oh, so apparently I am in a well-defined other area. Now the question is, what is considered to be well-defined? On top, I know well-defined is the one tefach. What's called well-defined when I'm looking down and I'm looking at a step? That's the machlokas. V'hacha beheker shel mata u'beheker shel mala kamifuge. When you have a bracketed mavoi, by having, the point is, until now we've been thinking that it's not that the step on the bottom creates a bracket effect for the person in the mavoi. So he looks up and down and he sees that this is a different rishus. Is that how it works? We thought it was directly affecting the question of changing the height of the mavoi. That's what we thought. But obviously, if you hold the tefach, you're not telling me I'm changing the height of the mavoi. What you're telling me is that I've created a multiple hacker, top and bottom, and therefore that's recognizable. Okay, so then maybe they're arguing about the shear of that hacker. Mar Savar Amrina, hacker shall matak, hacker shall mala. So one man the armor holds, there is such a thing as a hacker which creates a bracket. Where do you come up with such a thing? We only have a takon of a korah. A korah has to be within 20 amot. Make the mavoi higher. And in order to do that, you need this area of arba amot. That's all there is. Arba tvachim. Or, you know what? Maybe everybody agrees. No. You can bracket off a mavoi. The question is, can you rely, when you're stepping on something all the time, that a bracket of one tefach is going to be sufficient? I mean, what's going to keep it one tefach? In 2 weeks, it's going to be ground away to nothing. If all you've got is a little step that you step over, people keep knocking it out. So therefore, they make gzeira Hashem and Yifchot. Maybe that's the question. So we have many possibilities. Maybe the question of whether we look at the outside chud or the inside chud. It may be the question of whether we need a heker or whether we need a mechitza. Which, of course, Hector doesn't have a shear, but a mechitza does have a shear. That's before Arba Tvachim. Maybe a question of whether there exists a concept called bracketing a mavoi from top and bottom. It may be that everybody agrees that there is such a thing, and the question is whether we make a gzera, that it will be lessened in time, and we don't rely on a small little Hector that people are stopping on. So, in Achinami, theoretically, we could, but not in practical terms. Yes, you wanted to ask?
Where do we get the step on the bottom? That was when we talk about mechitza. That's that step.
No, when we talk about hacker. Well, we've changed it. Now we're adding. Now this is a new explanation. Maybe there's a new concept of brackets. Brackets not from side to side, but from top to bottom.
And not virtual, a real thing.
Hacker isn't virtual. Hacker is always real.
That's top and bottom.
No, hacker is never virtual. If we're creating a bracket, then it means you're looking at a bracket. Top and bottom. Brackets don't need a shear.
And that is the concept of a pizza?
No, that's the concept of hacker. So we're saying this, if there's a hacker on top and a hacker on the bottom, you create a bracket. If you only have a hacker on top, then it needs to be betorkesser. But if you don't, if you have a hacker also at the bottom, then you don't. So there's completely new ways of looking at it. It's mind-boggling. I mean, totally different approaches to exactly the same sukkah.
Is there a reason why, for example, the last Ibad Seema that it picks the tefach as opposed to the arba tefachim? If we need arba tefachim, we also have to worry about shami mai, right?
So
is there a reason why?
No. There is a reason. No. You weren't here. As I said, we don't create new shearing.
No.
So if we definitely have to be chayish that less than a tefach is not a hecker, and it can rapidly be less than a tefach. So therefore, we have to be gozer. We're not going to be gozer some arbitrary amount. What we're going to say is, okay, so then don't rely on just a hecker tefach. Move it up to the next click.
Right.
The next click is four tefach. And why you're saying, even if you'd be mamay at four tefach, it'll still remain a hecker.
Right, but the...
Okay.
The whole Indian is probably right?
Of course.
So
yeah, it's a new concept that we create. The Shlomo HaMelech created. It's from Shlomo HaMelech.
So it's
it would be. It's a question of what... Xer in this sense means what did we take into consideration initially in defining this year. Doesn't mean literally Xer. Okay, how about in the other direction? How about where you are making the Mavoi deeper? Because it's not high enough. So we said, you need to have a movie that is a minimum of 10 tefachim high. How about if the Korah was beneath 10 tefachim? Now what? You have to be chokek, okay? The chakak bo la shlima la asara. So now, you dug it out so that it's deeper. But how much do you have to dig? What kind of stupid question is that? What do you mean, how much do you have to dig? I don't know. You didn't give me any information. Is it 5 tefachim? Whatever you need, dig. Come on, I'm not asking that. I'm asking how far into the movie does the dig have to extend? Obviously, it has to be as deep as is necessary. If it's a 1 tefach, 5 tefach, I don't know where you put the korah. But how deep into the movie? Rabbi Yosef says, well, it's good enough to have arba'a tefachim. Abaya says, no, you need arba'a mot. Ooh. So what is the machlokas over here? Because this is very, very different. Now, even though Rabbi Yosef before was the one who said one tefach is enough, where it was lamala mesrin, here he agrees that you need four tefachim. Why is that? So as Rashi explains, it's very simple. Where you have the shear of asara, you already have the mechitza of the korah. Remember that the initial assumption was that we're talking about the virtual mechitza. So the virtual mechitza will work on anything that is 10 tefachim higher and above. It works. The problem is you won't see it. You won't be aware of it. So it needs to be betoch esrim. Where is the area of the hecker? If you're allowed to use tachat ha-korah, then that means one tefach. But over here, you don't have a korah, because the korah can't work. If it's less than 10 tefachim high, there is no mechitza at all. A mechitza, by definition, has to be 10 tefachim high. But once you're creating that by digging out the mavoi, you need to create a space for a mechitza, because there is no space. Since a space is defined as 4 tefachim. Therefore, even Rabbi Yosef agrees. Well, obviously, you need 4 tefachim to have the mechitza of Asara, because otherwise, same way we saw all through Masechet Shabbat, anything less than Arba al Arba is not considered to be a Mokum Choshev, the mechitza doesn't register, still considered to be a Mokum Ptur, etc., etc., correct? Okay, so that is true over here as well. So obviously, conceptually, there's absolutely no comparison in the case where you're raising the floor to the case where you have to lower the floor. In the case of raising the floor, you're not dealing with the creation of a mechitza. Mechitza's always there. There's no limits of Esrim. But where you're lowering the floor, you're creating the mechitza for the first time. Therefore, all types of other things kick in. Is that? Yeah. People go underneath. Sure. Listen, Eskimos do it all the time. So, Abaye Amar, the Arba Amot. Why would he say Arba Amot? Now, the first thing that comes to mind is that this is dependent in what the shear of a Mavui is. So if in other words, the minimum shear of a Mavui, remember we already discussed that question, because we were talking about where the Amma is bigger, Lekula or Lekumra. So we already know that there's a Machlokas, whether it's Arba Tvachim or Arba, we spoke about it. So maybe that's the Machlokas. Maybe the Machlokas is about the issue of Rabba Ami and Rabba Asi Kamifleke. What is that? Deitma. Mavui shenifrat mitzido klape rosho. Suppose we have a break in the wall of the side of the Mavui towards the front of the Mavui. Where's our little picture book of Erevin for Dummies? Right behind you. No, you only have the art scroll. It doesn't have any color. Dummies need color. There we go. Full color. How do you like that? Obviously, that makes all the difference in the world when it comes to Erevin. How can anyone ever have thought to understand Erevin without full color, I ask you? So here we are with our full color break in the wall right as it gets up to the door. See? There you go. A break in the wall. That broken area, that's called a break. That long piece is called a wall. And this is called the front of the Mavui. And there you have a break A and a wall B, close to the front C of the Mavui. Now all of us dummies understand. Okay. So in such a case, what is the halakha? So over there, says the Gemara, to continue. So we have a machlok, we have a statement rather by Rabami and Rabasi that in yesham pas arba'a matir bepirza adeser vim lav pachot nishlosha matir shlosha ino matir. So if you have a one piece that is still standing, and that is a pas,
the wall left standing.
Yeah. Gosh. This is the wall left standing. I'm about to fucking my camera.
You're opening up the
yeah. But that already for Tvachim, that would be enough. So apparently.
What, Tvachim wide?
Long. Well, yeah. Oh, right. Deep, let's call it, into the Mavui. But if not, then it depends whether you've got lovud or not. In other words, if it's pachot mishlosha, that the break is less than shlosha, then there's no break at all. Then it's matir. But once it's shlosha, you've got a break, and then if that's the case, we cannot relate the rest of the mavi to this korah. You have a better picture? Same picture, huh?
Is that the same picture?
What is this?
This is the...
No. What is this? No, this is not our sugya. No. Oh, yes, it's the same picture. Yeah, sorry, I thought this was the front. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a better picture?
No.
Oh, same picture.
No, it's confusing. Yeah. Okay. In any event, so what are they saying? If you have a pas of arba matir, vimlat pachot mishlosha matir, so Abaye, apparently, does not hold of that. Abaye holds you would need 4 amot in order for you to have a mavri. So Abaye met later Rabami and Rabbi Yosef. He later Rabbi Rabbi Yosef said, well, didn't they say 4 tefachim is enough? So 4 tefachim is enough. What are they saying? That area behind the korah that is up against the wall of 4 tefachim is, for all intents and purposes, a mavui. And therefore the korah works. So we don't have to worry about the fact that we have a piazza. The only reason that we worry about a piazza in the side is because if people are going to walk straight out to the piazza, to the road on the side, then this thing is, for all intents and purposes, meaningless because nobody recognizes it. But if this thing itself it serves also as a mavli, it's a shir in and of itself, why would it be meaningless? It's still there as a hecker. That's the difference. So maybe that's the machloket. What is good for the shir? Says the Gemara, not necessarily. I don't think so. I could say that hatam sof mavui. Look, over there we're talking about where a mavui existed. The korah that was put up there initially as a real korah. Now a break in the wall happens, the wall collapses. You want to be mavatal an existing mavui. I say as long as there's something left, even four tefachim of the existing mavui, that's sufficient. But over here, you're trying to create a mavoi, right? It's tchilat mavoi. This is the creation of the mavoi. And the tchilat mavoi, that is similar to the case. What is that? That's similar to the case where I'm digging it out. So if I'm digging it out, we all understand that I'm making the mavoi for the first time. And if I'm making it for the first time over there, indeed, I need arba amot. So therefore, it's not the same. So iikar ba'amot in ilolo, and I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. You know what I mean? I want me to prove to you that it's four amot to Tanya. Ein mavui nitar balechi v'korah, ach yu batim v'chatzerot p'tuchim l'tocho. Now listen, let's think about the halacha. What defines a mavui? Okay, I don't know about, let's pretend, I don't know how long the mavui has to be. I do know that there are choices because I cannot create a new shir. So there's a shir of Abrahamot, which is choshev. We saw that legabi sukkah, legabi tiltu brushet rabin, and so on and so forth, mekomo shel adam. There is a shir of arba tefachim that is choshev. There is a shir of tefach that is choshev. Okay. What is the shir of the mavui? I want to first prove to you that it cannot be arba tefachim. Once I prove to you that it cannot be arba tefachim initially, then the next shear up is arba amot, you see. And I'll prove to you it's not arba tefachim. Because one rule about a mavui is that you need to have a minimum of two chatzerot opening into this mavui, each of which has a minimum of two homes opening into the chatzer. Other than that, it's not called a mavui. It's just nothing. And then it's just a mixture of shriyas. We didn't make a takana of shituf mevokot. Okay, so if that's the case, if you need to have two, how the heck could you have two doorways along the area which is less than arba'at tefachim? Where would you be able to put in a doorway which has a minimum shear in four tefachim? It simply won't fit there because you're going to have the doorway for the door also to the chatzar, and that already leaves us less than the makom of arba'at tefachim for the door. In which case, you don't have any wall at all. Where's the wall of the mavui? There is no mavui. V'chitema, maybe you'll say, wait, who says that it's along the side walls? Maybe this is a wide mavui. The walls deep are only four tefachim, and the two doors are facing you, facing the Rosh Hashanah, and the korah is right above it. I understand. What's your problem? Maybe it's 100 feet wide, and it's only four tefachim long. Is that so terrible? Yes, it is, because there's no such thing. So you'll try to tell me that it's right facing the wall. We've got two doors. That doesn't count because Amr ibn Nachman, we have a Kabbalah, Naktina, that Ezu Movi Shenitra Balechi V'Korah, the original Takona of being allowed to carry in a Movi, which I could then be Meshatef in, is Kosha or Ko Yeter Al Rochbo. It must, by definition, be longer than it is wide. So if you're going to tell me that the length is arba tefachim, you can't tell me you've got 10 tefachim in the middle that I can put the doors in. So sorry, that won't go. And of course, you also need the batim v'chatzirot tuchim l'tocho. So Rav Yosef, put that in your pipe and smoke it, and you tell me about arba amot. Says Rav Yosef, oh, it's fine, it's very good tobacco. Patach le'bikar en zavit. Who's to say that the door has to be specifically along the very length? Can it be a diagonal? I'll make it a little diagonal. You should have a nice picture of a diagonal. Here we go. Look at this. With full colored grass in the chutzah, there is the wall right along the diagonal. You've got a beautiful space over here, which is... it serves as a wall. There's no problem. It is not true that it will be completely open because I took a little bit of the space along the diagonal of the middle piece. What's your problem? What's wrong with that doorway? Beautiful. Now tell me, without the full color, would you be able to see that grass? No. You'd think that this was one of those types of chatzeres where they don't allow grass. Maybe like Benson's chatzer. Okay, so I don't have a problem. Okay, says Abayas, so I'll bring you another proof, all right? I'll bring you another proof. The Omer Rami Bar Choma, Omer Ravuna, a lechi that is bolet midof no shalmavui. Suppose this lechi is not just a nice, simple, small-scaled lechi. It actually looks more like a wall, and it covers the area into the doorway of the mavui, so that essentially it's a mavui with a wall on one side. Let us take a look at a picture for dummies. Here we go. This lechi, now nobody would know it's a lechi, would they? If it wouldn't have had those words, lechi, bolet, on top. Because it looks just like a wall. But it's serving as a lechi, because it's jutting into the doorway. The problem is that at one point or another, it becomes more wallish than lechi-ish. So at that point, it should lose its hecker. Now, what point would that be? Where it itself is long enough to be a mavoi on its own if you were facing that direction. How are you going to look at that as a lechi? Once it's that long, you would need a lechi to be matir it, either on the other side or on by putting it on this side that it's obvious and it's not part of the same wall. That we'll talk about in a minute. But the point is, says Abaya, look at the length that turns it into a mavoi on its own. Lechi abolet bidof lo shel mavoi. Rav Yosef, are you listening carefully? Yes. Pochot mi arba amot. Thank you. Nidon mishum lechi. The business is 4 amot long, so just a long lechi, okay? Eino tzarich lechi acher latiro. You don't need another lechi to be matter this lechi. But once it itself is, Rav Yosef, arba amot, so then it's nidon mishum mavoi. And therefore, I now know that a mavui is how much? 4 amot. Thank you very much. Can we please have applause for my raya? Obviously, a mavui is 4 amot, not 4 tefachim. Now, how's Rabbi Yosef going to say answer that? Rabbi Yosef says, well, it's very simple. I mean, I don't see that you're proving anything. You have a lechi, okay? Now you're trying to tell me, no, you're not looking at a lechi, you're looking at a mavui. I mean, come on. To take something out of a lechi, it has to be very apparent that it's not a lechi. I mean, this isn't really a mavui. The mavui goes in the other direction. So obviously over there we're saying, if you have a big shear, then already people say, wait a minute, this is a whole major building. This is not a lechi. Okay, for that you need arba amot, of course. But l'mahavi mavui, to make something that really is a mavui into a mavui, it isn't something else that I have to establish. No, it's not what you think it is. Then arba tefachim would also be a perfectly good mavui. So far, you haven't proven anything. Okay, so now let's get back to the statement, gufa. Because, you see, there's another issue we need to take into consideration over here. That is, once you've got a wall that's sticking into, I mean, it was supposedly a lechi, but it's really a wall sticking into the open side of the mavui, then why the heck don't we take into consideration whether, for all intents and purposes, there are now 4 mechitzot in the mavui? There's 4 mechitzot in the mavui. What do I need a hecker of a lechi or a koreh? I really have a wall. You have a 4 amos long wall? So then for sure it should be kosher because it's a 4 amos long wall. What do I need another lechi for? But I put another lechi on the other side or whatever? I don't get it. What for? So this is what we need to discuss now. Gufa. Omer Rami Bar Choma, Omer Rav Huna, lechi abolet midofno shel mavui. If it's pochot mi arba amot, nidon mishum lechi, vein tzarich lechi lachelatiro. Okay, you just said that. If it's arba amot, nidon mishum mavui, vein tzarich lechi acher latiro. The first thing I'd like to understand is where would you put this other lechi latiro? Because what are you going to add to it? Then you make it even crazier. Then it's a longer wall. So first of all, where do you want to put this other lechi? Echan ma mido. I mean, ida muki lo ba'ade. What, you're going to add it? You keep adding lechis till we have nothing left, but it's still not going to be a lechi. It's just going to be usufiu to komos of elanai. You're making it even worse. Now you're making it a longer non-lechi. So how do you explain that? Omer of Papa, well, you put it on the other side of the wall. You put it on the other side of the entrance, like we have over here, the lechi acher. Where is it? Where is it? Here's the lechi acher. There it is. We know it's a lechi acher because it says so. Right on top. Lechi acher. Looks like a lechi acher. There you go. That's one solution. The other solution is, Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua says, no, you could, the truth is you could even have it going along the same wall, but it could be done in a way that it would be obvious that it's not an addition to the wall. Maybe just make it very low. And if anybody, oh, what's that little thing? Ah, a lechi. How do you like that? So then you would have the closure of the lechi. So the matfei be'el, the miftzerei, make it taller than the wall. Make it lower than the wall, I mean the lechi, that looks like a wall, is what I'm calling wall. Oh, Sir Richard! Good, oh, Sir Richard! Get those hands down, there you go. Look at that. Wow! Ah, straight from the gym. So, okay, but now I want to deal with this other problem. I mean, if it's a wall, why can't it work as a wall? It would work as a hall, as a wall. The question is, how wide is the opening of this mavo? Maybe this mavo is very, very long. Okay, so it's still longer than it's wide. Maybe it's 100 feet long. Now, the opening of this mavo to the street, if this mavo is, let's say, 8 amot long, and the wall is only 4 amot wide. Now, over there, since it doesn't cover the roof, so I need another lechi to be matir. But once the mavli itself would be less, let's say the mavli is only 8, it's 7, and the wall is 4. So what do I need a lechi for? What do I need a korah for? Basically what I have is 4 full bechitzot, because rove of the area, that's called omeid merubala parutz, the standing area is larger than the open area, that's a mechitza. Once it's a mechitza, so then it's closed from all 4 sides, and there's no problem. So if it's already a mavli shiva, so then it's nitarbo omeid merubah al haparutz. And don't try to tell me that, well, no, omeid merubah al haparutz doesn't work. It has to have a doorway shape or whatever. No. Avachomer mechatzer. Look, take yourself the chatzer, okay, and let's think about a chatzer. A chatzer is essentially an enclosed space, not like a mavli. So it's got all 4 sides. It has a doorway. It's a rishut harabim. It's a whole different game, right? Now, the din of the chatzer is that you cannot be matir a chotzer with a lechi and a korah. Because if you really have, if it's broken open, there's a pirtza, like a mavli, which is porotz completely on one end, you can't put a lechi or a korah up against it and say, okay, now it's a kosher chotzer. A chotzer needs to have a real mechitza. You can't have an area that's porutz. So over there, the porutz will not be ever niteret belechi v'korah. All right? That's the din. So if that's the case, once you have the wall facing the street, it's got a hole in it, and you put a lechi, it's not going to be matirit, because that whole wall is parts to the street. Nonetheless, suppose the whole wall is not parts to the street, Richie. Suppose only a mi'ad of the wall is parts to the street. So it's omeid merubah al haparutz. It's matir. So it's niteret omeid merubah al haparutz. So kosher gain a mavli, for heaven's sakes. A mavli is always completely open to the street. A chotzer like that, that's not a chotzer. That's not a chotzer. It's basically a rishus harabim. It's an extension of the rishus harabim. There's no way that you could ever carry in that area. So, and the mavli, which is nitr belechi v'korah, is obviously going to be even better off if it's as good as a chotzer and it's closed off with omeid merubah al haparutz. Therefore, we need to say that where the lechi itself is a wall, I mean, it's 4 amot, the only time that it wouldn't be enough is where the mavli is so wide that most of the area of the mavli is still parut. Otherwise, it makes no sense to require a lechi akar, la atira. Says the Gemara, well, not necessarily, because of an interesting halacha. A chatzer, mala chatzer, shekein pirtzata be'ezer. There may be a difference, because you're telling me, well, a chatzer, but I mean, a chatzer were much more machmer. No, not. Not necessarily. Because there's one issue about a chatzer that we are not machmer on, over and above the mavli. And that is that if there's a hole in the wall that collapses, well, you don't have the omeid merubah. So over there, the halacha is that as long as it's 10 or less amot, it's considered to be an opening, not a pirtza. And we're matir that pirtza. And that would be fine. Even if it's got the pirtzas on all the sides and so on, doesn't matter at all. However, the problem would be the mavli. A mavli, now, of course, we know this is really a machlokas later, but Rav Huna Shita later, and this is Rav Huna, remember, that is talking over here. We're going to leave it Rav Huna originally, the original minor, okay? That started off Omar Rami Bar Chama, Omar Rav Huna, Lechi Abol Leit Midof Na Shomovi, right? So we're assuming we're going with the Shita of Rav Huna. Rav Huna's Shita is that a Mavui cannot tolerate a break in the wall that is larger than four tefachim. It should say arba'ah, not arba, okay? There's a toba arba'ah. That's a mistake, the arba, which is feminine, which refers to amut. Well, says the Gemara, I mean, why would we think that Rav Huna Bereder of Yoshua would hold like that? After all, this mimer of Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua, who said, Lo amar nala b'mavui shmona, but if it's less, I make a kal v'chomer, and for sure it's going to be nitar with the din of Eimed Meruba al Haporot. Who's to say that he holds like Rav Huna? Maybe he holds in every way. A chutzer is basically a yesod for a kal v'chomer, because a chutzer is less, the chachomim were less mekel, not more mekel on a chutzer. The appearance is exactly the same, but there's no din of lechi v'kora, and therefore if a omid merub al haporot works in a chutzer, for sure it's got to work in a mavli, and I disagree that there's any kula in a mavli over and above, in a chutzer over and above a mavli. They both have pirtza eser, not like Rav Huna. So maybe he holds that a mavui is also pirtza toba eser. Oh no, says the Gemara, you can't say that. Because the entire discussion of whether we would rely on the Omid Meruba al Haporetz in this case was a reference back to Rav Huna's original quote, which is that if the lechi is bolet and is actually a wall and not a lechi, so he comes, Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua. Not to be confused with Rav Huna, of course. Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, comes to say on that. So he's the gloss on Rav Huna. That on that, you should know you don't need a lechi akel atiro if you have omed merubah laporot. So how can you say he's not like Rav Huna? I understand. The whole thing is like Rav Huna. So the man kamrina and Rav Huna. The whole discussion was only Rav Huna. But Rav Huna is the man yomer holds spirit sato bi arba. So he holds that a pirtza indeed is more chomer in a movie, in which case maybe we don't rely on Omid Meruba al Haporetz. No, come on. Just because he's a gloss on Rav Huna doesn't mean he holds a Rav Huna. In other words, he holds a Rav Huna about this business that a lechi turns into something else when it's too long. Fine. Well, how does that prove to you that he holds like Rav Huna about the shear of a pirtza? Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Yeshua is speaking independently. He's not a gloss on Rav Huna to tell you what Rav Huna would hold. He is a time of the Nafshikam. He's speaking about his own personal opinion. Rav Ashi says, by the way, this whole thing is not exactly true. Because it isn't really that the Mavui needs to be 7, that is to say less than 8. It doesn't need to be less than 8. It could be exactly 8, and the Lechi can be exactly 4, and you still do not need a Mavui Akhila Tira. Because you'll never measure exactly. We don't believe in exact measurements. Therefore, I say, look, even if the Mavui would be exactly 8, you still wouldn't need a lechi. Because, look, you don't really know which side is larger. Okay? So, Mamanavshach, if the side which is broken is larger, I mean, which is standing is larger, Iomi Nafish, slightly larger, all right? So then you've got Omid Merubah Laporetz. If you're telling me the Porot side is larger, so then that would mean that it's still a lechi. You see? Okay, so 4 and 8, remember, I mean, the Amma isn't that exact that we could say that this is that Amma. There's no such thing. And Mamela, you're always going to be misupin. So what are you going to say? Well, you know, it might have worked out that it's exactly. So my Amma, maybe they're exactly the same. Okay, maybe. So then it's a suffix. I mean, this whole thing is a takana drabon, right? You're going to be magmer on a suffix? So then it's a suffix divrayim. Now, the rule is a suffix in a takana drabanan is always lahakel. Therefore, you have a right to assume that one side is slightly larger. Whatever side it is going to be matir. So either it'll be matir mitam the mechitza that is oimin ruba laporetz, or if it's smaller, it'll be matir because it's a kosher lechi. So one way or the other, the statement that you made that a mavui shmona will not be good, it's got to be a mavui less than shmona, I disagree with. What you should have said is that it's a mavui that is actually so large that it might not be Eimed Meruba Laporetz, but Shmona is also good. Crazy question is that? Kama Tzorichle. I mean Rochbo Bekama. Rabbi Yosef Omer, well, Tefach, deep into the mavui is sufficient. The Bayer Omer Arba'ah. Lema baka miflege. Man diom a tefach. Kasev a muter lishtamish tachat akorat. So that means that a hecker of a tefach is sufficient. Man diom a arba'a. Kasev a asur lishtamish tachat akorat. Lo. Could say the kuliyam a kasev a. Mutar lishtamish tachat akorat. Baka miflege. Mar sav akorat mishum haker. Umar sav akorat mishum hachitza. Or could be kuliyam a korat mishum haker. The question is whether we have to worry about Gzeres HaMeyifchot Kamiflege. Haya pachot mi'asrat vachim v'chakak bo la'ashlima la'asara. Kama chokek? Kama tzorech? I mean, the depth. Kama, mashchobi kama. Reb Yosef omer be arba'a, Abai omer be arba'amot. So lemme the Rabbami of Rabbasi kamiflegate itmar movish nifratz mitzido klaperosho, itmar mishpit Rabbami of Rabbasi, im yesham pas arba'a, matir bepirza ad eservim lav, only pachot mishlosha matir shlosha ino matir. So le Reb Yosef, itay the Rabbami, la baya letay the Rabbami. Omlachai Abaye, no, everybody, Atam Sof Mavoy, where you started, over there you got to bust the bell. Hochet Chilat Mavoy, you mean to create a mechitza? Iikar Abamot in, ilolo. I mean, it's not a Mavoy without Abamot. Am Rabbi approved it's not a Mavoy, the Tanya. Ein Mavoy Nitabalach Vikorachi, Batim Vachatzrot Tuchim Lutocho. If you really hold it, Arba'at Vachim is sufficient, where would you have a Mavoy if it's all opening to a Chatzr? Maybe you'll say, who's to say it's along the side? Maybe the doors are along a wide middle wall facing the street. No, sir. Because Omer Reb Nachman, Naktina, that by definition, it's got to be longer, in other words, its depth has to be longer than its width. So obviously, if it doesn't have four on the side, it can't have four in the middle. And, of course, says Rabbi Yosef, I don't get what the problem is. Why can't you be patach lebeker and zavit? Okay, says Abaye, so I'll prove it from here. Mina, mina lo demer ami barcham am ravuna lechi abolet bidofno shel mavui pachot mi 400 nidon mishum lechi vino tzorch lechi akher latiro 400 nidun mishum mavui v'tzorch lechi akher latiro. Rabbi Yosef, what does that prove? Lafuke mi torat lechi, yes, it needs to be absolutely clear that it's not a lechi. So they're fine there, you need arba'amot. But that something should be a mavui, who says you need arba'amot? What's wrong with arba'at fachim? Nami ave mavui. Guf, omar rami barcham ravuna, lechi abolek min dafnor shel mavui, pochot mi arba'amot nidon mishum lechi, v'ein tzorech lechi akher latiro. Arba'amot nidon mishum mavui, v'tzorech lechi akher latiro. Where in the world would you put a lechi? If you're going to be mukilo ba'ade, all you're doing is making the problem worse because you're being a sufi to come out sifale. Omer of Papa, well, you don't put it, you put it on the other side, the mukilo leidach gisa. Ravuna berei the Rioshoma, afilo temre mukilo ba'ade. You could always make it obvious that it's not a continuation by making it taller, shorter. So the matfi be or the miftzar be. Omer of Ravuna berei the Rioshulam, amren elabamovi shmona. But if the mavi is shiva, then it would be nitabar mit meruba ala parot. As a kavachomer b'chatzer, ma chatzer, she'inu niter b'lechi v'kora, niter bo mit meruba ala parot, mavi sh'niter b'lechi v'kora, enu din sh'niter bo mit meruba ala parot? Well, I can tell you not necessarily, because we're more makel on a chatzer, because we allow a pirtz of eser amot. Mashenken a mavi, we only allow a pirtz of arba'at vachim, at least according to Ravuna. Well, Ravuna Bereid Rav Yeshua doesn't agree to that. He holds that a Mavi is also the same Pirta as a Chatzar, in which case its dinim are clearly more kal, because we can allow it to be Nitar Balachi V'Korah. How can you say that? Laman Kamrina, the whole Maimer was said by Ravuna. Ravuna is the Man Yomarot Pirta Tobi Arba Asvirole. Now, Ravuna Bereid Rav Yeshua wasn't going on Ravuna. He was timed in Avshikama. He happens to agree with Ravuna about this point, but he argues with Ravuna about the sheer of appearance of a Mavui. Rav Ashi Amar, by the way, the way you said it was wrong. You said it has to be seven. It doesn't have to be seven. It could even be eight, and it wouldn't need a lechi la tiro. Because Meman of Shach, if the Yomid is not fish, so then we have our Kavachomer of Amin Murubala Poritz. If the Poritz is not fish, so then you don't have a problem with the lechi. What's your problem? Maybe they're exactly the same. No. Suffik Divrahim, Lakel. Today's daf is daf Hey, and we're up to the two dots on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Hayagavoa me'atzri mama, ubalamato kama mina'it. If you have a mavui in which the korah is placed higher than 20 amot, and now you want to change the distance between it, so you want to raise now the ground level. This is sort of a helm way of doing it. So you want to raise the ground level. How much do you have to raise it? What do you mean, how much do you have to raise it? Come on, it's sorry. You didn't tell me how low it was. Right? As much as you have to. Oh, come on, I'm talking about Rochvo Bekama. How long of an area does it, into the Mavui, into the depth of the Mavui, does it have to be raised, is my question. Rav Yosef Amar Tefach. Rav Yosef says the shear is equivalent to the shear of the Korah itself. Korah is a Tefach, so too is the raising area. Abaya Amar, whereas Abaya says no. You need to have at least four tefachim along the ground level that is as high as is required for the Korah to be within 20 amot range of the ground, into the mother.
Like
a Rishud? Yeah. And say that apparently the machloket is this. The one who holds that you need a tefach, and clearly that tefach is a tefach because the Korah itself is a tefach. So he holds that the Korah works by the actual edge of the Korah being seen as a machitza coming down and closing the area. So if that's the case, you can now be standing under the Korah itself and have the machitza of the Korah coming down. Whereas the man de'amar arba'akas of Rasul ishtamish tahat ha-Korah, he understands Abaye that the Korah works by the inner edge coming down to be considered to be a mechitza, in which case if you would be standing under the Korah anyway, you would be outside of the heker of the Korah, therefore you couldn't use that area anyway. And so in order to have now an area that would be mutter, alpi, the Korah, of course the tefach has no meaning other than in terms of the Korah, since the Korah doesn't define the area that's usable, the next shear up is arba tefachim, which is always considered to be the minimum shear that is choshev in terms of a rishut. Says the Gemara, well, it's a possibility, but it certainly is not necessary to say that that's the machlokas. Look, the kulayam akasavri mutar lishtamesh tachat Korah, may well be that Abaye agrees that you could use the area underneath the Korah. And the machloket over here is, ma'akamifliyat, mar savar Korah mishum heker, umar savar Korah mishum mechitza. So if you hold that the main point of the takana of the Korah is that there should be a heker in order that it should be clearly not a Rishut HaRabim, you have a heker. You have a heker, which is the Korah, as you come in. It's clear right now that this area is a different area. Whereas the Abaye, who holds the Shir is Arba, he holds that the reason that we have a Korah is basically its acts as a Mechitza. We'll see that it's still the Inyan of the heker is important. But the question is, how does it function? It functions as a Mechitza. If it functions as a machitza, it's similar to the idea of pitikra yoreg v'sotev, which means that its outermost area comes down and closes it up. And the problem is that doesn't work above 20 amot. Why that doesn't work above 20 amot is not clear. But if we learn that we're merely creating a mechanism for a heker, maybe I better give you a little background on this. There's a concept of yoreg v'sotem, but that concept of yoreg v'sotem, in terms of, according to many of the Yoraita, is only in a case where you have a tikra. So where you have an actual roof, and you're facing now a flat roof edge, then the very fact that there's a roof there implies that there's something in front of the roof that's being roofed over. And therefore we view the roof as creating a virtual mechitza beneath it. When you have a Korah, normally we wouldn't have said that hanging something in mid-space somewhere creates a machitza underneath it. There's no force fields in the Korah. So the question is this. When the Rabbanan were metakein the nature of the Korah, clearly the driving element here in the Chachomim's takana was we need to make a heker between a Mavui and a Rishut HaRabim. A hecker in the sense of you need to know the difference. Not a hecker in the sense of as you approach it, you need to necessarily see it. But it certainly is in order to establish that difference, correct? Once that's the case, we now need to define the mechanism of creating that difference. One mechanism may be to create a virtual machitza similar to the idea of piti kra yore besotein. So in this case, we say, look, a mere tefach of a korah, which is usually not enough to create a tikra, as our takana, we will give it a din of yore besotein as if it's a tikra, and then we will define when we're ready to do that. Since the point over here is heker, we will only do it if it's within the 20 amot limit of the halal. So once that's true, the korah's force field, so to speak, disappears once it's above 20, because there never was such a takana. Since there's not such a takana, now I need to lift up, if I can't move the korah, I need to lift up now the bottom in order to fit the korah. So if it's mishum mechitza, as Abaya is saying, therefore we now need a minimum reshut to have a mechitza, because less than four, all over Shas, a mechitza made for less than four tefachim is not considered to be a mechitza at all, because there's no such thing as a reshut that is less than four tefachim. So for instance, if you had a beautifully made mechitza all around an area, say 3.5 tefachim by 3.5 tefachim, that area would not be reshut ayachim. Why not? It's completely defined by mechitzot, because you need space to be defined by mechitzot. And the minimum of space that the Torah is marking as a mokon is arba al arba tefachim. And therefore, you need over here, says Abaye, since you're creating a mechitza, how can you create a mechitza for less than four tefachim? Whereas, according to Rabbi Yosef, the entire point of the Korah is that it doesn't need a mechanism other than its own visibility. So in seeing the Korah, I now see that this is not the equivalent of Rishut Rabbim. And therefore, why do I need specifically to have a whole area of Arba? I'm not creating a mechitza. It doesn't work for creating a mechitza. Maybe that's the Machlokes. That's one possibility. Or there's a third possibility. Vibaye Dema, maybe everybody agrees. Maybe even Abaye agrees. Tikulei Alma Korah Mishum Heker. It's definitely a din of Heker. So then that would at least make us think in terms of why do you pick up a tefach? The tefach is saying, look, if Chazal would kovea a shear in the Korah of a tefach, that means that the noticeable area in the Mavui, in the airspace of the Mavui, is one tefach. Okay, says Rabbi Yosef, if that's the shear of a heker, so that's the same thing on the bottom. I mean, if a tefach is enough on top to make a heker, why isn't the tefach of raised area enough? Look at that. This area is set off from the Rishut HaRabim, and it's different than Rishut HaRabim. Okay, so therefore, heker shel mata, ke heker shel mala. That's all Rabbi Yosef is saying. The tefach works on top, so a tefach works on the bottom. Whereas Abaya says, I don't understand the connection between the two. I mean, the heker that we're talking about on top is the mode by which we're saying that we create this separation between the Rishut HaRabim and Rishut HaYachid. The din on the bottom, whoever used the word heker on the bottom, the din on the bottom was because of a heker, the din on the bottom was to define the space of the Mavli where the heker was. So why would I say a tefach on the bottom? It should be a space. A space is four tefachim. So that's another possibility. A fourth possibility is, Vibay Deima, the Kulei Almami and Heker Shamata Keker Shamala, everybody perhaps would even agree that theoretically speaking it would be all very nice to have a tefach on the bottom just like you have a tefach on the top. Problem is, the tefach on the top most people don't walk on, but the tefach on the bottom everybody walks on. And since you're trying to raise a piece of land, well, it's not going to stay raised all that long. Everybody's walking over it. So therefore what we want to do is we want to spread out the area so that we still have something that is clearly raised. Otherwise it would be like a step and it'll disappear in no time. Maybe it's just the Gezerah. Okay, so these four possibilities over here, of course, open up our eyes to various elements that we're going to need to take into consideration in general in thinking about the nature of Mavui and Korah and so on.
Like a door frame?
Door frame is a completely different issue. That's a Tzurat HaPetach. Hayah pachot mi'asara tefachim v'chakak bo la'ashlimo la'asara kama chokek. How about the other way around? How about it's too low? It's 10 tefachim high. That's too low, we said. So you now want to dig out an area underneath in order to get it asarat tefachim. How much do you have to dig out? You mean how much do you have to dig out? As much as you need. Oh, come on, man, you know the answer to that. Mashcho bekama. How long does the dig have to go into the mud? We notice that there's a difference between the orech, which is the question of
the length, the word that we use, the length into the mavoi, we talked over there, we talked about the rocha, right? Before we said, how much do you need? And we said, well, it's the rocha we were talking about. And here we changed the word to say mashcho instead of the rocha. Just weird. Why would we change the language since we're referring to the same thing? So Rashi says we changed the language because something that it extends outwards, you could talk about a rocha. Something which is sunken doesn't have a rocha. It has a depth, so to speak, which continues for a certain amount. That's called a meshech. So the meshech of the dug-out portion is we're not measuring its rocha vis-a-vis the mavli. It's an interesting little nekuda difference between rocha and meshech. It's the language nekuda. There's a very beautiful, by the way, remez. A very beautiful remez for the spatial contraction equations that have to do with length. The length contractions that led to relativity means that length is defined by the speed of light in terms of your perspective, which is the meaning of the word orech. Orecha, your light, defines the orech of something. It's fascinating. Okay, but anyway, here we're talking about the rochav and the meshach. So how far into the mavui do you need to dig out? So here we also have a machlokas. Rabbi Yosef, curiously, changes positions. And here Rabbi Yosef says you need arba. You need four tvachim, I agree. Abaye changes positions too, but he says now you need four amot. Wow. So Rabbi Yosef says arba tvachim, which was what Abaye said before. And here Abaye said you need four amot. Now what is this based on? Let's say they're arguing in the same famous machlokas we have between Rabbani and Rabasi in the following case. Now here's the picture. I've got these colored pictures to show you. And I actually find them quite clear. Clearer than the other ones. So here we're talking about this middle picture here. We've got a street along the front of the mavui, and this mavui is at a corner. So when there's a break in the wall of the mavui, it breaks into the adjoining street. So we've got a real problem here because, first of all, many people walking through the mavui may simply take a shortcut into the street instead of going out through the front door. Why should they? But if they take a shortcut and there's no kora over here, so then doesn't the whole idea of the mavui break down because of this new opening? So this is something we're going to have to consider now. The korah was left standing like a little Nebuchadnezzar out there in front. And there's the korah, it's still standing. But there's this whole broken wall that goes into the adjoining street right next to it. So what happens then? So here we're saying, how, says the machlokas Rabbani and Rabasi, is like this. Im yesham, I mean the din of Rabbani and Rabasi, im yesham pas arba'a matir bepirtza ad eser. So if in the little remaining piece of standing wall on which the Korah is balanced, you have over there four tvachim, so then it's okay, and that is matir, the pirtza, that very big break in the wall. Even though you have a long pirtza, it may be 9 amas long, 10 amas long. So there, since you still have a mavoi extending from the point of the korah until the pirtza, you have four tvachim. We have not, by having this side doorway, we have not destroyed the nature of the original opening of the korah. And even though people may actually still go out the side door of the new side door, so to speak, of the mavli, which breaks into the adjoining street, the din is that a mavli could have other doors. There's nothing wrong with a mavli having other openings. As a matter of fact, let me once again point out to you a fascinating thing. This has to do, bichlal, with the language that we use for chatzer and mavli. We're going to end up discovering that there's really no fundamental difference between a chatzer and a mavli. The real meaning of chatzer and mavli is the definition of a particular geometry of the space, as we're going to see, in terms of the relationship of length to width. So, for convenience sake, when we talk about the chatzer, we talk about the generally square-shaped area that's in front of a number of homes. And the homes open out into this shape. If we've got a lot of different doors on this chutz, that's not a problem. It only becomes problematic if you've got something that isn't a petach. Isn't a petach means it's more than 10 amas. More than 10 amas means that there's no wall here at all. The eye no longer grasps this as an entrance and egress. It, instead, it looks at it as a broken down wall, and therefore views the square in which it stands, which person stands, views it as broken into the Rishut HaRabim, and basically part of the Rishut HaRabim. Now, the same thing is true of a mavui. A mavui could have various doorways. We have no problem with there being doorways into the adjoining street, such as here. The question is, there needs to be a side that is defined by the Korah or by the full mechitza. Now, in this case, the side that was the door was justified for the mavui by the Korah. You're saying, but there's another door. So, there's not a problem if there's another door. The problem is if there's no side. If the area of the Korah is gone, then we've got a mavui that's open on one end, and a mavui open on one end is not kosher as a place to carry. So therefore, the lumdus over here is that because I have, say, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, four tzvachim, and after all, four tzvachim, I mean, Abaya was very happy with four tzvachim before, saying that's considered to be a chashuv space. So we have the four tzvachim here, then we basically have a mavui remaining between the original side and the beginning of the break in the wall. So nothing's changed. All that happened is you opened a door into an adjoining street. A mavui is allowed to have additional doors into adjoining streets. What's the problem? So therefore it's kosher. But the moment that you destroy the Korah, how do you destroy the Korah? By not having mavui behind the Korah, because this pas is less than three, than four tvachim, and you don't have any space, but the Korah is being mocked here. Oh, then you've got a serious problem. Because then you have to start all over again. So now you're going to have to put a Korah somewhere else that closes up the third side, that has sufficient space behind it to be considered to be a mavui. So therefore, in this case, even if the people are not even going to walk through the side with the Korah, we don't care. The Rishus is defined as Rishut HaYachid with a door into a street. So, big deal. That's fine. Now, that's the Svara of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef would make a lot of sense. And we would say, so if you don't have a Pas Arba'a, so then you're going to have to make sure that you've got, it would have to be lavud. In other words, if the pirtza itself would be less than three tfachim, so then fine, then the whole thing is lavud, and you don't have a pirtza. But if you've got a pirtza and you don't have a mavud behind the korah, forget it. Then your korah is useless. You're going to have to start over.
Exactly the same dinim we have by the lachon ma'aseh b'asodah.
Yeah, a lot of the dinim are the same.
Did
you just mean
mashlim
that wall, or did you mean start over, like you have to break it all down and start over?
Whatever the dinner is, when we'll finish learning, you'll know. So now, the shayla would be like this. According to Rabbi Yosef, this is exactly what he said. Rabbi Yosef, eat later Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yosef says, you see, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, what they were saying, basically, that's exactly what I'm saying. In advance, of course. But that's basically what I'm saying. That you have over here a shear of a mavui, and a shear of a mavui of Arba is sufficient. Whereas Abaye says, no, there's no comparison to the case over here. First, Abaye left with the Rabbi Amir. Maybe he doesn't hold that four is sufficient to be matir and mavui. Amalek Abaye, no, there's no comparison, says Abaye, of the cases. Of course, I agree with Rabbi Amir and Rabbi Asi, but what does that have to do with our case? Rabbi Amir and Rabbi Asi are talking about a case where a mavui already existed, correct? Now the question is, did I destroy the Korah by having this break in the wall? And there you're saying, as long as a significant space remains of Arba Tvachim, I didn't destroy it. So that's fine. I agree to that. Over here, you never had a kosher mavui with a korah, did you? Because it was always too low. You're trying to dig out. When you dig out, you're creating a mavui. You're telling me you can create a mavui that is only four tvachim long? There ain't no such animal. For a very simple reason. Since a mavui is defined as an area that has a minimum of two chatzerot opening into it, and since all over Shas, the definition of a usable door is four tvachim, and you need to have for that usable door mizuzot pitzimim to put a door on. If you only have four tvachim and a mavui, you don't have room for two doors, darling. If you don't have room for two doors, then you don't have a mavui. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense, as far as I'm concerned. And it doesn't have any relationship to the din of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, which are issues of space. And may I remind you, Rav Yosef, I was the one who came up with the idea for Tvachim being a reasonable space. You were the one who argued on me before. Now all of a sudden you're taking the high ground. And I'm telling you that in this case you can't take the high ground because we're making it lower. So, therefore, says Avaya, there's no comparison.
Sof Mavi means in the middle.
No, Sof Mavi and Tilas Mavi, according to Rashi, has nothing to do with the physical presence. It has to do with the history of the Mavi. If you're dealing with the end of a history of a Mavi that already existed, you treat it differently than when you're trying to create the history of a Mavi. Beginning and end in terms of...
Into the Mavi.
No.
Into
Mavi-ness. Yes, Mavi-ness, correct. It's a state rather than a place. Something like the state of Israel. So, therefore, in this particular case, you can't create a Mavi in four Tvachim. You've got to have four Amot, Yigar Ba'amot. That would be a size which is now considered to be Chashuv. And if not, you don't have a Mavi. And I'll prove it to you, says Abaye. Omer Abaye Mino Aminala, Tetzanya. You need to have two chatzerot into which are patuach two batim, and then you can start talking about whether the mavui can take a korah or a lech. Ve'iba arba'ah, according to you, Rabbi Yosef, you want to create a mavui in a shir of four tefachim. Hey, chamesh kachasla, where are you going to put these two doors since you don't have a long enough mavui to put two doors? I know what you're thinking. You're going to put the two doors facing the front. In other words, you're right. This is a wide but very short mavui. So why can't I can have it a mile wide with room for 1,000 doors and have it only arba tefachim, and then I got room for plenty of doors. And you are telling me that I got a problem where to put the doors. What, you forgot we're living in three dimensions over here? Well, what happened to the other dimension? Why did I have to put the doors down the sides? I could put the doors down the middle in the wall that's facing me. Right? So what's Avaya's big raya? But he takes for granted we have to put the doors on the side. So maybe you'll tell me. I knew you were going to say this. You make it in a door facing the Korah. And here's where we get now into the geometric definitions of what constitutes Mavi and what constitutes Chotzer. The armor of Nachman, Naktina, we have very clear Kabbalah. What is the definition of the shape of a Mavi that takes a Lechi and Korah? Kosha orcho yeter aurof bo ubatim v'chatzerot ptuchim l'tocho. It's got to be shaped in such a way that the length of the mavui across which the korah is going is longer than the width of the street of the mavui. And if the length is only four tvachim, then the width has got to be less than four tvachim. So if you can't fit two doors on either side, you obviously can't fit it in less than four tvachim that are facing you on the other side. So forget about this scenario. So you're left with a non-mavui if you're trying to create a mavui in arba tvachim, and therefore you need a shir which is chashuv. The next shir that we have is basically arba amot. It's considered to be a definition of a personal space. So we got arba amot. Rabbi Yosef says, well, Baya, it's a fascinating reasoning. It's a shame you never heard about Pythagoras, you know, because there are such things as diagonals, and all you got to do is open up the doors on a diagonal, and then you get, believe it or not, room for four tvachim plus the tzimim in the small space of four tvachim, because you also added the diagonal into the middle one. The picture of the diagonal is on the bottom of your page over there, to the right. This one's nicer. That's very simple.
Does it have a picture of the diagonal?
The only way it can be.
It doesn't have the picture.
How else would you want
it? I mean, it can't meet the two doorways. Oh, you know, you need the things in the middle between them, right?
Yeah, you need to be nicker than it's two symbols, I think. Fine. So that would be the case. I mean, there's a lot of discussion about the way Rashi has it worked out over here, because the way Rashi has it worked out, which is precisely the way it is over there, you're assuming that you're getting four tvachim in the space of three tvachim along the diagonal, and as Tosis points out, that doesn't work out mathematically, and then the question is, if Rashi's trying to work it out in such a way that there's bedafka two tvachim in the middle, then we've got a problem. It's like, fine, okay, but let's just talk about the general geometric shape. So it's possible, says Rabbi Yosef, to fit it in along a diagonal, and that would be the case. Omer Abaye Mino Amin, Allah says, Abaye, well, I'll prove to you that my approach is correct. You need four amos. If you've got a lechi that wasn't made as a levee. It is simply an extension for strengthening purposes of the wall of the edge of the mowing. Do we have a picture? No. I don't know why. Pachot, yeah, it's a buttressed wall. Actually, I think in the back there is a picture. No. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's picture number five.
Where?
I mean, not that I know why we need a picture for such a thing, but it's simply an extension of the sidewall that is built in order to strengthen the wall rather than to serve as a lift. Why is that important? Because right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What is there to look at? I don't care. Let me show you. Let me go look at. It's becoming a disturbing. So one of the walls just sticks out, basically. Why is it important that it just sticks out? Because with the lechi, because we need to create a heker with a lechi, something that is built for purposes other than lechi, and is just there for as a strengthening, as a buttress, for an existing wall, would not have the din of a lechi unless you hold, first of all, lechi ha'omed me'elav is kosher, which is fine. We could say a lechi that is there just because it happened to be built that way. Nobody was thinking of the halachic implications of that lechi when the Arabs built it originally. But nonetheless, lechi ha'omed me'elav is okay. But once it takes on a different din, because it itself is long enough to form a rishus for itself, then it's not called a lechi. So let's take a look at that, says Abaye. Rami Bar Choma quotes Rav Luna as saying that a lechi that is jutting out from a wall on the mavui, if it's less than arba amot, then we can use it as a lechi, even though it wasn't made as a lechi, because Abaye holds lechi ha'omi me'elav is okay, and that's what Rav Luna is saying. But once it itself is four amot long, it no longer looks like a lechi, because four amot is the shear that is large enough to create its own mavui. So therefore, it's not nikkur as a lechi, unless it had built originally as a lechi. And therefore, since it's nidon mishum mavui, I simply see it as part of the construction of the mavui. V'tzorech lechi acher lahatiro. You're not going to need another lechi to be matir.
This won't change.
We'll see where we have to put that other lechi. But we're going to need another lechi. Now, does it or does it not say here, says Abaye, that arba amot changes the equation because that's the accepted shear of a mother. Huh? Seems to me that concludes our conversation. That's what I've been saying. So in our case where you want to create a mavui by digging out, it's got to be 4 amas long. That's the size. That's nidon mishum mavui. Says with Yosef, well, come on, man. I mean, what's the comparison between the two cases? I mean, over there you're trying to take something out of the shear in which it looks to all normal people like a lechi, okay? Now, you want to tell me, well, no, this doesn't look like a lechi at all. Well, why does it look like a lechi at all? If it's 4 amot long, okay, man, who makes a lechi 4 amot long? So understand that over there, we're talking about a larger shear in order to take away the din of lechi. But you want to make it into a kosher korah that there should be sufficient mavui behind the kairos. From here, you're going to jump to the conclusion that you need 4 amot. Why do you need 4 amot? What's the problem with having a mavui of 4 tefachim? Here there's a problem because you're saying, since it was a lechi, all made me'elav, it somehow loses its shame of lechi. The only reason it's going to lose its shame of lechi is because it strongly does not resemble a lechi. Okay, but to say something doesn't even look like a lechi means it looks like a wall. So it looks like a wall. A wall of 4 amas is a wall. A wall of 4 tefachim is a wall. A wall of 4 tefachim is an amud. But a lechi is an amud, so it would be fine. Obviously, in that case, you can't say 4 tefachim. That's the point. Can't bring a raya here for our conversation. No. We'll see. There's different types. There's 3 different types of lechi. So we'll talk about that. Gufa. Amar Rami Bar Choma Ravuna lechi habolet bidafno shel mavui. Let's take a look at the case where a lechi juts out on its own from the edge of a mavui. If it's less than 4 amot jutting out into the opening of the mavui, so then it's called a lechi, even though it wasn't put there as a lechi, because we're paskening here that a lechi ha'omed me'elav is kasher, and that's essentially what Abaye himself holds later. And That's how Rashi went, by the way. Tosfos says, generally speaking, it's not so pashut that we were passing that way. It happens to be. We're going over like Ravuna. And that's how Ravuna holds, and therefore it works out. But don't jump to conclusions, says Tosfos from here, as to the halakha. Once it's arba amod, then already it looks like a wall of the lovely. But tzarech lechi akher lahatira. Okay, that's what he said. I'm just curious, where do we put this lechi? I mean, if we just put it up against the wall that exists, then it's the same thing. It just makes it longer. It looks like it's even worse than it was before. Well, we're not up to that. It's even worse than it was before. Because you're extending that wall, right? So then, e demuki labadei, you just add it on. Sasufiya de kamosifale. I mean, there's nothing there that you're doing that's a hecker at all. Omer of Papa, put it on the other side. Demuki labadeidach gisa. Put it up on the other side of the entryway into the mavui. And that way, ignore this piece. That'll be like part of the wall of the mavui. And the lechi will be standing on, facing that wall.
Put it on the right.
You don't. But if you take it down, the wall will collapse. Is that what you want to do? The poor guy built the whole thing up with steel and cement, and you say, take it down. Looks like Richie and his neighbor. Ravuna, Bereid Rabbi Yehoshua, says, what's the problem? Why does it have to look like an extension of that wall if I make it on that side? Couldn't I make it a little lower? Couldn't I make it a little higher? Couldn't I make it thinner so that it's not clearly not an extension of that wall? Or thicker? I mean, whatever. So the matfebe or the mifzabe, add to it, either in height or in width, or detract from the height and width of the existing wall. And then everyone will see that you've got an additional lechi besides this so-called wall of the mavui that you don't like, which was there to buttress the sidewall. So you could do either way, put it on the other side, or you could make a hecker in which this is clearly a lechi and not part of the extension.
It would also be like the brick, you put a piece of wood, or a wood like that.
Yeah, what do you mean? Possibly. Yeah. Could be snickering.
Different material?
Yeah. We'll have to see whether that's kosher. Om Ravuna Bereid Rabbi Yehoshua. It's an interesting case over here because when we're talking about four amot, you know, let me just make it very clear. We have to talk about how wide this mavui is. Let's say the mavui was eight amot or wider. Okay, 8 amot or wider, I understand the logic of this whole thing. But if it's slightly less than 8 amot, you don't need a lechi. Because if it's slightly less than 8 amot, then the wall of 4 amot is more than half. If it's more than half, we enter a new realm called Omed Meruba al Haparutz, which is a very important nekuda. That if you have an area in which most of the area is surrounded by a machitza, and now you've got a big break, you think, ah, so it's open. Okay, wait. Before we jump to conclusions, what percentage of the wall is broken? If a small percentage of the wall is broken, let's talk about one wall right now. We'll get to 4 walls later on in the set. So if you've got a wall in which you have Omed, Murubal, Aparutz, you don't need any further Eterim. It itself clearly shows itself to be surrounded, Rubo, by Arba Mechitzos, so therefore that would be sufficient to throw out the lechi nekora anyway.
And you can carry it.
So there, you still need an Eterim. But in other words, if you're alone, if you own the whole thing, or you have an heir, you can carry. So therefore, says Yeshua, please, don't get confused about the case. This is only where the mavui is 8 or more amot. Avabamavui shiva, meaning if it's less than the 8 amot. By the way, that hay is ridiculous. Take out that hay. It's bamavui sheva. It's not talking about shiva atzvachim. It's talking about sheva amot. So if it's 7 amot, less than 8 amot, so then, nitar bo min meruba al haparutz. I can prove to you that a mavui is also considered to be nitar bo omed meruba al haparutz. And it's a kal vachomer from a chotzer. A chotzer that has an open end. So you'll say, isn't that a mavui? No, it's not. Why not? Because we've already seen that a mavui is defined by a geometric shape in which the length of the road is longer than its width. A chotzer generally is a square, and or it's a rectangle, and therefore, now it turns out that actually a mavui and a chotzer are exactly the same thing. The difference between a mavui and a chotzer is only in terms of its geometric shape, and the question of what's opening up into it in terms of the heter legavi eru v'shito, that's something else. But in terms of the shape of an area, what type of tikkun does it require? it requires a tikkun based on its geometry. If it's longer than it is wider, and the tikkun is coming at the end of its length, then a lechi or a korah is sufficient. If, however, it's as wide as it is long, or wider, if it's a square or a rectangle, then you can't use a lechi and a korah. And we'll see later on that the only way to be matirid would be to put up two lechis, one on either end of the open side, which is a whole different type of tikkun, which is tikkun chatzeret, which we'll get to later. But the point is, I could still make a kal v'chomer. My kal v'chomer is this. A chatzer doesn't have this easy tikkun of lechi or korah. And nonetheless, in a case where it's omeg meruba ala parutz, we look at the omeg and we don't care about the parutz. So if that's the case, this may have great application to Richie's outhouse. Oh. If he would be paying attention, he might be able to carry to his outhouse based on this very important akuda, which has very, very important application for Time magazine and other such issues, including the fact that the ice is in the freezer in the outhouse, and therefore...
Near the outhouse.
Near, yes, of course, that's for Sheldon. And therefore, we'd be able to have some cold scotch. But since he's not paying close attention, he may have to suffer without ice for many years to come. So it would be well worthwhile. There we go. Now we've got his attention. So if we've got over here omeg meruba la porus, which is sufficient to be mater a chotzer, which is a tougher shus to be mater, because after all it won't be neater with a lechi and a korah. And nonetheless, you can rely on Oymed Meruba ala Porotz. So Kosha Kain in a Mavui, where the Mavui is easy to be matir with a simple Lechi or a Korah. Why would you even need the Lechi or the Korah if you've got Oymed Meruba ala Porotz? And therefore, there should be no problem here at all. So, and therefore, I want to make it clear that the whole discussion over here was only talking about a mavui that was larger than 8 amot. Therefore, 4 is not rov. Okay. Kavachonot see it inside. The kavachonot mechatzer. Mar chatzer she'ena niteret b'lechi v'korah. Niteret v'omeid meruba ala parut. Mavui she'nitar b'lechi v'korah. Eno din she'nitar b'omeid meruba ala parut. Yeah, but that's not a good kavachonot. Because mal chatzer she'ken pirtzata v'eser. Tomar b'mavui shepirtzato b'arba. Hold on a second over here. A chutzer has a much more lenient din about considering it to be broken into rishut rabin. If a chutzer's got a break in it that's more than 4 amas, goes all the way up to 10 amas, that's not considered to be a break. So I understand that in a rishut like that, then omeid meruba ala parutz has a much easier application because we are ready to consider the standing area as being more powerful to absorb a break in a chatzer than we are in a mavoi. But in a mavoi, where it's considered to be a break, even if you've got now 4 amot, so over there, pirtzata be'etzer, tomar b'mavoi shepirtzato be'arba, that's no problem. Ravuna b'rei de Rabbi Yoshua, who was the one who said that we've got to be talking about a case of 8 or more, he holds that that's not an issue because according to him, a mavui is also pirtzato be'eser. So it's equal. So we still have a perfect kal v'chomer, which is all very nice, except for a little problem. The little problem being that Rav Huna, Bereder of Yoshua, is not to be confused with Rav Huna. Okay? The mimer over here is said by Rav Huna, correct? Rav Huna, the Talmud of Rav. Rav Huna, the Talmud of Rav, is a Rav of Rav Huna, Bereder of Yoshua. Now, the fact that Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Yeshua holds that a mavui is pirtzato be'eser is not going to help us over here because l'man kamrinan, according to whom was he attempting to apply that logic? He was trying to apply it to Rav Huna because Rav Huna was the one who said the din over here about the lechi. The problem is, well, Rav Huna pirtzato be'arba'at sfirlet. Rav Huna is the one who says that the pirtza is 4 and not 10. So therefore, to say that Rav Huna was the author of the one who spoke about the lechi abolei would only talk about a case of a mavui that's wider than 8 is ridiculous. He would be talking about even if it's not wider than 8 because he himself holds that a pirtza in a mavui is four amot, and if a pirtza is four amot, you can't make a kal v'chomer of omed meruba al haparutz, and it's very possible that the din of omed meruba al haparutz does not apply to mavot. It only applies to chatzer. So how could he come up saying it's a kal v'chomer? Says the Gemara, because Rav Huna b'Rei Dov Yehoshua, time to nafshi kamar. Hold on a second here. He never said Rav Huna didn't say it. He's just saying, I hold, that a pirtz of a mavui is 10 amot, not 4. I hold that if you want to apply Rav Huna, now Rav Huna himself may well have been talking about any old mavui, even if it's less than 8, but I want to tell you, l'fishi dati, that the pirtz in a mavui is 10 amot, we now have a kal v'chomer that the quality of omed meruba l'aporetz applies to a mavui too. In which case, I would only take on Rav Huna's halacha about this case of tzorech lechi aker la'atirot in a case where the mavui was more than 8 amot. I'm not saying Rav Huna would have said that. I disagree with Rav Huna. Rav Huna himself, you're right. He doesn't hold the parts of Rav Alome because he doesn't have a kal v'chomer. But I, who am also called Rav Huna, great Rav Yeshua, I hold that it would only apply to a case where the mavui is 8 amot and more. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, I don't care if it's 8. You said 8. That's 8 is no good. It would only apply if it's more than 8. You said 8. And I'll tell you why. And this is a really nice stop. If it's 8, it does not need a levy. Okay? Why doesn't it need a levy? Because figure like this. Look, what are the chances that this wall of 4 amot is precisely 4 amot? Huh? It's either slightly less or slightly more. Now, if it's slightly less, it's a kosher levy. If it's slightly more, it's omed meruba al haparutz. So therefore, no matter how you look at it, it's kosher at 8. Would have to be more than 8. So what are you going to say? Well, I mean, you're saying, what are the chances? But there's still some chance that it's precise, isn't it? But that's a suffix Rabbanan. And the whole issue of carrying is only Rabbanan. So therefore, we should go to Kula and say, Mamon of Shav, we either have a kosher lechi or a poritz, an oimen meruba al haparutz.
Well, we don't have to measure it in particular.
Says Tosfitz, the concept of Yev Shalit Samtseim applies to measurement as well. Meaning, in order to get an accurate readout of precisely vis-a-vis the entire area, you're going to have to go to a heck of a lot of trouble. And therefore, they weren't tereach you. In the case of a sofek b'divrayim, to be tereach, to ad kedei kach, what am I going to have to bring in the expert engineers, develop laser techniques, and so on. Ah, forget it, it's a sofek. It's good.
So it's
therefore, it'll be one or the other.
Huh?
You don't have to. It's a suffix. I mean, well, certainly in terms of physical terms, it's almost impossible that it be exact.
Right.
You so can,
one or the other.
It's kosher. That's my shop. That's great. So you should have said more than 8. You shouldn't have said 8. Let's just read that inside. Rav Ashi says, I feel the table of Shmodinami, Lotzarech Lev, because Mamonashav. E omed nafish. If you have more area that is standing over here, and therefore it's not a good lechi, that's why it doesn't need a lechi. Because then it's nidrba min meruba al haparutz. If the parutz side is more, and now you do need a lechi, but that would mean that the omeid is less than 4, because less than half. So then it is a lechi. It's a nidrba mishum lechi. My amateur, what are you going to say? Maybe it just so happened, the shavu tarvayo ki adot. Avalei sofek divrayim. Sofek divrayim lahakel. Now this, of course, is very nogea, the asar simei tshuva, and the question of Beinoni. So what is the chance of being a Beinoni? Are you going to tie in it?
I'm the idea.
Mishael is. That's the Rabbonins of the Arises.
Wouldn't it be to be made?
That's right. Okay, gentlemen, tell me that wasn't fun. Go ahead, I do it. That was fun.
These pictures are... There's too many pictures.
Yeah, there's too many pictures. It gets disturbed. Can you please wait until we finish? Or else let's just cancel the college. You say we're done. We're done when the tzibur is finished its discussion. Give the tzibur enough cover. When we finish talking, we'll have a kaddish. Yeah. We still have time. Please wait. Thank you.
Somebody
says
they're very simple, and the pictures
just
make it complicated.
Yeah, I know. I think so. Okay, please, Kaddish. Amen.